Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. He's traveling on the other side of the world to comment on what we know so far about the suspect nuclear weapons program and the negotiations following the memo of understanding and the meeting between the Vice President and representatives of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We're not looking at the Strait of Hormuz. We're not looking at the missile program. We're not looking at the depredations of the neighborhood or the hangings of citizens and the massacre of citizens. We're looking at the nuclear weapons program that we were told in the summer of 25 was destroyed by the B-2 raid. There are remains of that program buried beneath mountains. What is to be done? Mr. Grossi, Rafael Grossi, the head of the IAEA, the new UN watchdog agency in charge of inspections, said immediately after the memo of understanding that the inspectors would be going back into Iran to look at what remains of the program. No more than that. However, there is more than that from Lucerne, from the meeting in Switzerland. The vice president's opinion is there are three things. He says there's a foundation, and there are three things that must proceed. We must proceed to negotiate an end to the shooting, an opening of the Strait of Hormuz, and a resolution of the nuclear weapons program. Iran's counselor, on the other hand, go along with we must negotiate an end to the shooting, an opening of Strait of Hormuz, and lifting sanctions. No mention of the nuclear weapons program. Henry, a very good evening to you. There it is. The two sides are not even looking past each other. They're completely on another world when it comes to the nuclear weapons program. The U.S. is asserting that's necessary. Iran says, no, it's not. There will be no inspections until after a final deal. What happens next is not obvious. What are you watching for, Henry? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Again, it's always a pleasure to be on your program. I look forward to it. And thank you again for having me. So, it's a little worse than what you said. The spokesperson at the foreign ministry for Iran said, actually, we have security concerns about anybody inspecting these damaged uranium enrichment sites. And they clearly are on record now, again, iterating what the foreign minister had said previously, that there will be no inspections of these sites yet, that they haven't agreed to that, surely. Now, the weirdness of so much public denial and counterclaims being made by the two sides negotiating kind of suggests that secrecy with regard to what our positions are may have run out of runway and its utility. It might make sense at this point to be absolutely public about what we think we want and make it very clear that we're serious about pursuing it and that we're, you know, not going to play games making the request privately and having the Iranians say one thing in the meetings, as the vice president claims, and then saying something else in public. But we haven't done that. It probably would be useful at this point for that lazy entity called the legislative branch to do something called a hearing. We haven't held any. I think it's time. And I'll tell you why. I'm not sure we're going to get satisfaction from our talks with Iran. But I am sure of this. We are very serious about seeing reactors being built by Iran's neighbors. In the UAE, they've already got a large plant. Saudi Arabia wants to build something more than they've got. Turkey's doing it already with Russian help, and so is Egypt. We are not on record with regard to how these countries ought to restrain certain nuclear activities to stay clear of making bombs, we're not clear in the public scene about what we would want. Talking about what we want of Iran is a way to make that clear. Keeping quiet and having contradictory comments in public isn't the way to do that.
The UPI in Los Angeles Times, the comments of Mr. Vance and the negotiators for Iran echoed contradictory remarks about nuclear inspections a day earlier from the U.S. and Iran. During the week since the two countries signed their memo of understanding, their leaders have repeatedly disagreed in public about what that document actually means. There is agreement that everybody disagrees, Henry. That doesn't sound like a much of a positive for all the talk they're putting out.
Well, again, it might be even worse. The president has said something which I think is kind of reasonable, that, well, Iran should have a nuclear program if it's limited to producing electricity. But that just recognizes that Iran has had a plant called Bushehr, which is quite large. I think it's about a gigawatt. It's been operating now for almost 15 years or roughly, maybe a bit more, 2011, 15 years. What he means by if they're only going to produce electricity needs to be clarified. For example, I have long argued, or I certainly have recently argued with great notice, that there's 200 to 400 bombs worth of plutonium residing in the spent fuel at the Bushehr site, and it can be chemically extracted reasonably quickly, and you can have some bombs. We ought to pay more attention to that and maybe tighten some controls over how that place is inspected to make sure that that doesn't happen. We're not even talking about that. So again, I think it's time perhaps for more public official discussion about what we're shooting for in these nuclear talks. Whether we achieve them or not, we ought to shoot high and be clear about what we want. I don't think it's as clear as it needs to be.
The 14th point of the memo of understanding said the UN Security Council will get involved in vouchsafing whatever comes out of these meetings. Mr. Grossi has said the accord, the memo of understanding, quote, says explicitly that nuclear activities that are going to be carried out with regard to the nuclear material facilities will be supervised by the IAEA in all letters. Obviously, to do that, we will have to inspect, said Mr. Grossi. He expects to be part of the process of the final agreement. He's not going to wait till afterwards, is what he says now.
Well, I think it's aspirational on his part. Iran isn't going to let inspectors in. That's final. It's not what's in a 14-point agreement. And I think the way the Iranians see it, the IAEA needs to first agree on what are the protocols and procedures and metrics for inspecting an unprecedented bombed site. There just is no precedent for this. I think the IAEA wants to get in to show its relevance. I can understand that. But it's not like Iran doesn't have some pretty strong rights of refusal, because they're still considered a sovereign country, you see. And I think we forget that. If they say no to someone coming into their country, that's it.
I asked for a prediction. Can there be a deal without inspections?
It's conceivable. I mean, just because you just uttered it, I hadn't thought of that. But it wouldn't amount to anything. And even with inspections, you've got an uphill battle keeping a country like Iran from the temptation of making a bomb.
Henry Sikorski is the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Domino's.
prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.